Carpet for all floor covering at Granite Products. See H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today, high temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The system that holds Selma's electronic and financial records was hacked last weekend. That is according to Selma Mayor Dario Melton. He believes the hack is related to recent investigations into the city's finances. He says he is bringing this matter to state and federal authorities. American Red Cross emergency response vehicles are staging in Montgomery ahead of the response to Hurricane Dorian. Around 80 vehicles are staged at Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery. Crews from across the country made their way to the capital city yesterday. And it's been 6 months since a deadly tornado hit the Beauregard community in Lee County. 23 people died in the storm. Right now, rebuilding efforts are still underway in many parts of the community. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dorian is marching up the southeast coast of the United States, menacing coastal communities from Florida to North Carolina, where we could still see a direct hit.
14-year-old in Alabama has allegedly confessed to shooting five members of his family.
Walmart's CEO said the status quo is unacceptable, announcing Walmart will discontinue sales of ammunition for assault-style weapons and handguns.
The boat fire exploded so quickly off Santa Barbara's coast, the sheriff says there was likely no chance of escape for the 34 victims now presumed dead.
Deadly mass shooting in Odessa, Texas. Officials revealing now the gunman evaded a federal background check to get the firearm he used in the rampage.
Days after surviving a crash inside his vintage muscle car, comedian Kevin Hart is on the mend. The president of his production company says Kevin is doing fine after back surgery and is expected to have a full recovery very soon.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in twice on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Any caller and get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market. But you get your name put in a second time if you're a first-time caller. That's a heck of a deal. Let me tell you, Sweet Creek Farm Market in football season, oh yes. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta go by and see them. If you haven't been there, you need to go. It's a great place. Get the Cuban, get the roast beef. Had somebody else tell me about the roast beef sandwich and said it's really good on that toasted bread.
Mm.
I like that. I'm going to have to try that. I might have to break. You know, Big John calls me, what was it, Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. And he goes, I'm on my way to Sweet Creek again. Going to go pick up Cuban. I said, Billy, you better hurry up. It's 6:45. They closed in 15 minutes. He goes, I called him and ordered. Reed said he'll have it for me.
Nice.
That's the Ingrams for you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Rodney, we are exceptional, and you, my friend.
I am too, Dan. The cloud, I'm looking around trying to find a cloud in the sky. I
tell you what, this morning, I did sunrise out on my deck. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was in the low 70s, and it was crystal blue sky, and it was beautiful.
Yes, it was. I had two dogs out this morning, and I could tell they even knew they was running around in the grass, rolling on their backs and everything else this morning.
There you go.
Very nice out there. I want to talk about this with some of the stuff going on with Walmart, and then we had a little thing back not too long ago with Hibbert Sports. Hibbert Sports decided not to sell certain guns and this, that, the other. And then Walmart is now talking about ammo. I really hate to say it, but I don't really shop at Walmart no more. Ever since they dropped their low price guarantee and price matching and didn't bother to really put it out there too much to everybody about a year, 2 years ago, I pretty much start shopping around them. But let me ask you this, Dan, because I'm intending to send an email to the CEO of Walmart, and I'm going to ask him if he's so concerned about ammo and weapons and stuff in the public, then why are they still selling cell phones? Cell phones is one of the most deadliest handheld things in America today. So I'm going to call for Walmart to take all cell phones, including their cell phones, completely off the market due to the deaths and the havoc it's causing on American highways. If they can tend to jump on board with all this left-wing crazy stuff, then I think that they need to be force-fed some of their own food. And so I think Walmart should also step up and remove all cell phones and don't sell any of them, because we got folks out here dying behind the wheel with these phones.
That's interesting concept. I haven't looked at it that way.
Yeah, well, Walmart's going to get a little email, and I'm going to post it on Facebook also. I'm getting sick and tired of these people. You know something, Dan? You got to force feed some of these people some of their own buffet. And they all want to run around talking about elections has consequences. Well, by golly, they do. And the next election is going to have consequences, too. And that's just a fact of the matter. You know what? I'm so proud of my president. I'm so happy to where my country is now. I don't see what everybody's upset about. Are you upset about any of this stuff, Dan, that Donald Trump is doing?
No.
Are you tired of winning?
No.
Okay. I think that, you know, everybody in America has done woke up and realized what these folks are doing to our country. And I think what the Democrats does not realize is that there are certain lines you don't cross with the American public. And you especially don't cross the people's children and their grandchildren and their future. And that's what they've done. Sooner or later, these folks who claim they're Americans because they're citizens, but they don't really understand America and Americans, they're about to find out, Dan. They're really about to find out.
You know, it's interesting you said that. I had a very interesting conversation with somebody who travels all over the United States and isn't doing the L.A. and New York stuff, but does a lot of Middle America type thing. And they, And they said that in going around and talking to people, whether you're in Colorado or whether you're in Iowa or whether you're in where he is today in Illinois, he said once you kind of get away and out talking to these people think these Democrats are nuts. They think they're literally nuts and that they are scared of them. They're literally scared of them.
Yeah, they are. Like I said, I interact with all different kinds of groups of people that married into the family and stuff like that. And I have some strong Democrats that's been, you know, vocalist Democrats for a long time, and they don't want nothing to do with these people. You know, even though we have cross-gender couples, they also have children. And some of these folks adopt children. And they take care of their kids, send them to college and everything like we do. Most of them folks, they doing the right thing. Biblically, some things we may not line up with them with, but they doing the right thing. And they looking at the same things we're looking at. They're not looking at them, Dan. They looking at their children just like us. We here to put the second half of the boost onto them in the education and getting started them in life. And by God, we're not going to stand by and let these folks try to set something like this up and do this with our country. This is our children's country. Our people, our grandfathers and parents worked hard and got to this point, and these folks here is not coming in. They're going to find out that they were out of that cage and that dog was going to come out and bite them. And it's just a simple fact to show that these people are not real, true Americans. They may be citizens, but they don't understand America's good. And when you get down in the deep roots of America, this is what you get. This is what the roots of America is about. It's about our children. Democrats, y'all missed the spot. Y'all done overshot it. And y'all crossed the red line. Y'all in deep, deep trouble. They better try to maintain the House because they are in trouble, Dan. I say tell the Democrats, keep up the good work. They actually elected my president for a second term. And, you know, I'm just thrilled about it. I'm not upset about anything. I love my country. I love the way it looks now. And I love the way the future's looking brighter each day that Donald Trump is our president. And once again, I want to thank, you know, Donald Trump, our president. He's a great man, great man, great president. In my opinion, he may be the greatest president of all times. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So, Dan, y'all put me in for that Sweet Creek. It's 10-18.
10-18 for Rodney.
10-18. And,
Rodney, if you win it, I'm meeting you down there.
Yeah, you meet me down there because we're going to go ahead and share everything. We'll just do a half basket and half basket.
No. I want to go down and break bread with you.
Look at Dan. I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to come down there and break bread with y'all. I'm going to pop in down there. I'm going to call you ahead of time, but I'm going to come down there and see y'all at the studio one day when you're down there. I'll give you a couple of days notice before it happens. I got to get some stuff lined up, but it's way overdue, and it's going to happen.
You got it, brother. I would love to meet you.
All right, man. Well, y'all keep up the good work over there. As long as y'all keep on doing what y'all doing over there, I'm going to keep on listening out here, guys.
Thanks, Rodney. Appreciate you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. No, Robert. Robert, welcome aboard.
Hey, hello, Dan. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing really well, Robert. How are you? And how's little Robert?
Oh, he's doing great. For Rodney, I'm going to tell Rodney, I understand his passion about America. But America's going to take care of itself, Rodney, because I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say because Walmart think they're being pressured that they need to stop saving ammo. But one thing about that, if you stop, somebody else will. But this is America, and this is all about opportunity and it's capitalism. So if Walmart won't sell it, hey, let me and you get together over us to store up next to Walmart, and let's sell some ammo.
There you go. That's his, the capitalistic way.
Capitalism way. So if they don't sell it, Rodney, somebody else will, and this country going to be just as fine as long as we keep our eyes toward the prize and continue to support the people that's going to support the country. Not by party line. The people that going to support, because you got some weak Democrats and you got some weak Republicans.
Robert, you're spot on, buddy.
All right, guys.
You take care. Let's pick up Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Sounds like you and Joey are, and how refreshing back-to-back to have Rodney and Robert.
I know. Let me tell you something. I think Rodney needs to start his own blog here. He's doing good.
Yeah. if the major retailers go out of the ammo business, the reloaders are going to get rich.
Amen to that.
That's all they can sell. Unless they try to make ammo illegal, which I'm sure there are plenty of Democrats that would try that. My favorite saying, or my favorite little proverb to both Rodney and Robert, and to everybody else in your audience, is we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. And I think that's the crux of Rodney's dissertation, and I was glad to hear it.
I like that. That's good. I haven't ever heard that before, but that's spot on.
I'm pretty sure it's American Indian in origin. Somewhere along the line, Senator Warren probably could track it down.
Smack.
Yeah. I think line them up. All 20, and if they're going to pare it down to 10, and when it finally comes down to one, I think that one is carrying around a whipped butt come general election time.
Ooh.
Now, a lot of things can happen, but as you well know, all of us know, a lot of things can happen between now and the election next year. But as things stand right now, take Sleepy. Sleepy, creepy Joe, and put anybody else with him, which he will, if he or the nominee will pick a VP, and I do not think that they're going to be able to get within, I don't think they'll be able to do it on popular vote, and in the Electoral College, I don't think they're even going to scratch, you know, other than the coastal areas.
Wow, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah, I really firmly believe that. I have been wrong before.
Not as long as I've known you.
No, in spite of my attitude, I'll admit that I have been wrong. Not on principle, but on the way some other people win, I guess.
Well, my friend, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great day and a good call.
Thanks.
Take care. Let me go to a break. Cecil, I'm coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
We started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-928, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Cecil. Cecil, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
Cecil, how are you?
All right. I was just wondering if you caught Laura Ingraham last night.
I did.
Did you see the, where they were, I think it was her show, they were interviewing the people from Newark?
I didn't see that part.
Okay, it was right at the end of it, and they were asking them about Cory Booker and the Democrats and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them were black people. And they thought he was the craziest, awfulest mayor ever.
Yeah,
and
he...
they thought Democrats were just crazy. And they were all Trump supporters.
Oh, wow.
Every one of them. And they interviewed quite a few, and they were all Trump supporters, and they could not stand Cory Booker.
Were they doing this like an on-the-street interview?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did not see that part.
Just, I think it was the end of Laura Ingraham. Just check it out. You'll get a kick out of that one.
I'm trying to look it up now. I don't see it in her postings, but that didn't sound like something Laura Ingraham would do, but I'll look it up.
It was either her or Tucker, but I think it was Laura right at the end of her show.
Well, no, I've got Tucker's up here right now. I'll look at, see if it's on Tucker's.
I can't remember the name of the, Clasco or something was the name of their group, and they were interviewing people that, in Cory Booker's old town where he was mayor.
Yeah.
And yeah, they hated him.
Yeah, he has some real problems with that. Basically, he's smoozed his way into the U.S. Senate. He didn't run that good of a campaign.
But all of them were Trump supporters. They loved what he was doing as far as the opportunity zones and the, you know, the second chance as far as felons and all that stuff. They really praised Trump.
Well, I'll take a look at it, Cecil. Thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Okie doke.
You have a good one. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. We're going to hear Danessa talk about the Democrat strategy, and then they're going to use a Ronald Reagan quote here.
By the way, the Reagan speech, I think I now, what you were talking about, he was referring to machine guns. He was not referring, and Beto doesn't know his blank from his elbow.
He specifically said AK-47s in that
speech. Beto said AK, well, which is a fully automatic weapon. That is not allowed on the streets of Washington, D.C., or any place in the United States. They've been banned for 80 years. Dinesh, this is a thing that the gun control folks do, and I like Ethan. But you gotta talk. You're right. Heller decision did say, Justice Scalia did say, doesn't mean that there can be no regulations on firearms. And I think he's right about that. He was right about that in the Heller decision. But he didn't. You're making it out like Scalia said, oh, well, any semi-automatic weapon can be banned and it remain constitutional. That's not necessarily the case at all, Dinesh. And these are important details that I think we have to be very clear on, Dinesh.
I mean, number one, there obviously, as with the Second Amendment, there are extreme cases in which one can regulate the First Amendment or even the Fourth Amendment. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater, for example. But there's a heavy burden of proof for those who would want to infringe the constitutional right. Number two, we have seen even around the world today cases where the confiscation and even buyback programs, Hugo Chavez had a buyback program for guns in Venezuela. The moment that the citizens citizens were deprived of their guns, he unleashed criminals and so-called colectivos, in a sense, state-licensed thugs on the streets, to be able to move into your apartment, take your stuff. Why? Because he had disarmed the citizens in preparation for that. And third, we focus on mass shootings. Mass shootings are a little bit anomalous, whereas there are everyday shootings occurring in every major city in this country. It's very odd that those don't lead to demands for gun control. In fact, those don't lead to demands for anything. It seems that only when there's a mass shooting, an anomalous event, suddenly people go, let's confiscate the guns of everybody in America because everybody with an assault rifle poses a threat. No, with an assault rifle does not pose a threat. These guys pose a threat. Let's identify the threat, find out how we can preempt it, and deal with it in a tailored and narrowly focused way.
What they do is they go back to their old solution to any problem that has to do with guns, which is confiscation, over-regulation of it. And the thing is, what you're going to do is you're going to stop firearms going to the right people, and then the bad guys are going to have the guns, and the good guys are not. And that's really what they want, because if they have got the police force in charge, and they've got the weapons and nobody else does, then government becomes in charge, which is exactly why the Second Amendment came about, is to have firepower to stop a tyrannical government. And that's what you have in a lot of these places, a very tyrannical government. If you look at yesterday's cuts and pull over the Mattis book deal, the chaos, pull him over, and then I'm going to get into this. Thank you. And then let me get into President Trump issues new warning to China. Let me do this. Let me go to a break because I want to play this and talk about it. I'll be right back.
With Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian is staying off the Florida coast, but it could still be dangerous, says Senator Tim Scott.
High tide plus storm surge and additional rain, that's the trifecta.
The storm's expected to make landfall or come close to it in the Carolinas tomorrow. It's left devastation behind in the Bahamas. The prime minister there calls it one of the greatest national crises in his country's history. DNA testing will be used to identify the remains of 34 people presumed to have died in a diving boat fire off Southern California Monday.
Those included high school students, a science teacher and his daughter, and a family of five celebrating a birthday. They were sleeping on the lower deck when flames blocked both a stairway and an escape hatch they could have used to exit. The survivors are believed to be the captain of the boat and four crew members who were awake on the upper decks. The NTSB is investigating.
Fox's Tanya Shea Powers. There are no indications the boat had a history of safety problems. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet. A series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today. High temperature up to about 97. Heat index 102. Clear tonight. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. President Trump is using a little strategery with China, the China deal. Basically saying, China, don't try to wait me out for the election, because when I win, imagine how much worse it's going to be. Let's listen to a story about President Trump issues new warning to China.
President Trump says trade talks with China are going well, but he's also issuing a warning to the country of what could happen if it tries to wait until after next year's election to strike a deal. Correspondent Rich Edson is at the White House tonight with the story.
President Trump warns China it had better cut a trade deal ahead of next year's election. Quote, think of what happens to China when I win. Deal would get much tougher. The administration has just hit more than $110 billion of Chinese imports, including electronics and clothes, with a 15% tariff. China responded, taxing American products like soybeans and oil, and is suing the United States through the World Trade Organization over the Trump administration's tariffs.
There's no real impetus for de-escalation. You can anticipate 6 months to another full year of trade uncertainty, and I think it is this uncertainty that's making it very hard for American businesses to plan.
Critics of the president's trade policies have suggested the administration join with European countries to confront China's trade practices. The president responded, quote, remember, the EU and all treat us very unfairly on trade also. As China trains its response on American agriculture, Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Georgia's David Perdue are in China. Aides say they met with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, China's top trade negotiator.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's there may be some things kind of happening that we're not seeing at the very front end of things, but... you know, the former governor, Bradstead, who I knew back in 1980, one of the first governors to ever come out for Ronald Reagan, he is the ambassador to China.
Right.
And it's his state that, you know, the largest pork producer state and...
Getting hit.
Is getting hit.
Soybeans, I believe, too.
But I think they need to stick with this thing. I think China is trying to do that. I think they're looking the long haul and talking about interference of a... on a presidential election, then this would be considered like that. They want to see somebody other than Trump. So let's continue on with the President Trump issues new warning.
Markets over the past month have slumped and recovered, responding to trade developments. This morning, more concerning economic data. The Institute for Supply Management says factory activity contracted for the first time in 3 years. Beyond trade, more disagreements between the U.S. and China as the administration pushes allies to shun Chinese telecom company Huawei over security concerns.
There's no place for untrusted vendors anywhere in our secure 5G supply chain.
And we're working with telecom companies across the world to develop 5G alternatives to Huawei.
We urge the U.S. to stop the wrong practice of generalizing national security. Stop deliberately smearing and blaming China.
The Trump administration says it's raising more tariffs in October and imposing more in mid-December. If the U.S. follows through, tariffs would cover nearly all Chinese imports into the U.S.
The president maintains the U.S. is doing very well in its trade negotiations with China, though it is unclear when in-person discussions will continue. Both sides have only said they plan on meeting sometime this month.
When we do a conference call that's kind of talking about markets and what's kind of going on, why things up, why things down, and the analysts that kind of does the European Asian markets, the Asian market expert said, you know, for China not to want to negotiate kind of says to him that this is so big that they want it the way it's been, and then there's the why. And if it's because that's where they're getting the stream of intellectual properties, mm-hmm. and that they kind of are in control of it, and that's that important to them. Because he said they're taking it on the chin. Now, it was, like I said, the Hong Kong market was up 4% by pulling the resolution for the extradition of people from Hong Kong to China. But this really is they must want this staying the way it is really, really badly, because they're getting something more out of it than just the money part of it, because he was saying that their money issue is really, really bad right mm-hmm. now. And he's the one that said the calming down in Hong Kong kind of fits into the bigger picture of things, because he does not want that to be spreading into China in any way and have to basically put down an uprising. And he said it could literally get into that.
Because they definitely have problems on the mainland in certain parts of the country where they don't have as much political, cultural control. It's all economic. And if these government-sponsored entities, think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac folks, but on a much larger scale, not just like mortgages for homes, but all sorts of infrastructure and different projects that the Chinese pumped up. And if those are now not exactly valuable and they're not being used in a real economy, and China's in trouble on many fronts.
He gave an example of a industrial complex that has, ready for this, 10,000 workers in it. And he said, if you have 10,000 workers and you have a cut of 40%, you're losing 4,000 of your jobs. You have 4,000 people that don't have the income. And then he goes, there's not a social platform to then move on. They built everything off of our social platform is our business platform.
And also, I'll ask you this, not to go into too much detail, but as a financial advisor, do you trust numbers that, say, come out of China as much as you trust? Any other numbers?
No.
Right. And I wonder, it's one phrase that's stuck in my mind for years now, Dan. Liquid claims on illiquid assets.
Mm-hmm.
And China has a lot of illiquid assets.
Yeah, they have a lot of things on the books that aren't exactly producing the type of things that they say that they are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am really good, my friend. Are you still munching on that Boston butt?
Oh, no, sir. It's gone.
It's gone. You ate it, huh?
Yeah,
well, this way you gave it away.
Too. Sir?
You gave it to your daughter? Is that what you told me?
Yeah, I bought it for her and her family.
That's nice of you.
I just took a little piece, and they got five mouths of pig. I had a new grandson born two weeks ago.
So. Well, congratulations.
So. But it's gone, what she told me. There's no more left. Good for them. But hey, going back kind of, you know, Walmart with the guns and ammo.
Yes.
You know, Sam Walton, I met him in 1987 at Fort Hood.
Wow.
And he was a big donor to natural defense. Yeah. Met him with the mayor of Killeen and a congressman from Texas. I don't know, remember where he was from. Of course, the post commander was there, da da da. But if Sam Walton was still here, he'd keep all the guns in the ammo in Walmart. But that's the way Sam was. He cared about national defense. He donated. Is Walmart, do they donate today, I wonder?
I don't know the answer to that question, but for an entrepreneur, Sam Walton's book is a must-read situation. He really understood America and what America wanted, and he gave it to him. That's the whole thing, was figuring out what America wants and give it to him. And it's not that if they didn't want ammunition, they wouldn't buy it. And then they would pull off the shelf. This is a Walmart decision. I think it's a bad decision myself.
Yeah, when the kids took over, the thing about Sam, they showed up. The congressman and the mayor was in three-piece suits. And Sam Walton had on a flannel shirt, a windbreaker, a ball cap, blue jeans, and tennis shoes.
Yeah.
He had more money than all of them put together.
Oh, by a long shot.
Yeah, but he was just a normal guy.
Yeah.
But he supported the national defense, and he was a good man. So, and Rodney, if you do away with cell phones, I buy my phone service through Walmart, Straight Talk. So what do you do then?
Well, you go to somebody else.
Have to go somewhere else.
Right.
But Straight Talk has a good price and it's good service through Verizon. So, Rodney had a good point. Do away with cell phones, I guess. Have to think about that one. All right, sir. Have a good day.
Clint, you too.
Now, I have to make this point. It's a little off the beaten path, but it's a quick one. You talked about how Walmart and the Walton family, Sam Walton, just was able to provide things. And it's also like they were the first to start using, I believe, the bar scanning system that checks all their inventory all over the place. William Nordhaus, he's a Nobel-winning economist, he did an assessment saying what effect that innovation of inventory and processing that the Waltons came up with, what was the benefit to the U.S. economy as a whole, people that copied them and whatnot, and how much of that benefit did the Walton family get? And his estimate is the Walton family, for creating this amazing thing, got 2% of the benefit it provided society as a whole. And yet you get types like Bernie Sanders talking about, they have too much money. Now, 2% of that, 98%, is a lot of money. It's billions. But they provided this thing that's made business and commerce much more efficient for the consumer.
It is an absolutely fascinating business model when you look at Walmart. Basically, what they do is they sit there in Arkansas, and they bring in all these vendors, and the vendors pitch them to basically handle their product. And the whole thing is they then have on-time delivery that, I want this many units when we call you in 24 hours.
Mm.
And then it gets on a truck, and then boom, it goes. And they buy it dirt cheap, because they're trying to do the volume where you're going to sell this to me so cheaply that you're going to make a bunch of money because we're going to sell so many units.
Right.
But it's absolutely fascinating the way they did that. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Damore Show.
Hey, guys. Great show. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Listen, I got a question. I'm still concerned that this Page and Strzok and Comey and that ilk, that they're going to just get off, just like Comey did last week with the report. What's your feelings on that? And are these people going to be prosecuted?
I think something's going to happen. I think that the reason that Comey, quote, got off is that one was going to be a hard one to prosecute. I think what they're doing is they're trying to get the ones that are going to be easy to prosecute. And if you read the IG report, which I have, it basically, the IG report builds a case against James Comey for conspiring with a group of people to try to do something to the President of the United States. I don't think there are any grounds for Comey to have signed that warrant and verified it to the courts,
right,
for them to basically do eavesdrop and wiretap on Trump people. And then we'll find out the Trump number of people that were done were very extensive, including Jeff Sessions, and that they were basically spying on the Trump campaign in a collusive way.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And I'm just, so you think Comey will get prosecuted for that, and you believe he will go to jail?
I think somebody will be prosecuted for it. I'm not sure where Comey's going to be on the food chain.
I hope they nail him. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And remember, serving, you know, some type of guilt and some type of service in jail, it doesn't have to be, you know, a 10-year deal. It can be that he's found guilty and he's doing, you know, a year or something like that, doing kind of the the short-term stuff. The point is that it happens. That's the key. It's got to happen. And we've got to make sure that this never happens again. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we've got women with Taliban, but I've got General Mad Dog Mattis, codenamed Chaos, has a book out. Now, actually, Fox and Friends did a better job than the CBS Morning Show, but I couldn't get back to that Fox and Friends one. We'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children.
272-9228, final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Short broadcast week. Getting ready for the weekend. Got great plans for the weekend. I'm excited, as they would say. Let me see here. Dan Black Studios and getting your VHSs, your betas, your 8mm converted over to digital. Now's the time to get that done, folks. Their special for this month, September, is 30% off all transfers, plus one free copy. Now, that free copy is big. So in other words, they're going to hand you, so you give them a tape, they're going to give you two copies of it on two different discs. So then you can give it to a family member, you make another copy of it, and that is a great deal for you. So get ready to copy down this telephone number, 334-279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Get this thing taken care of, folks. Don't let that stuff just sit there and deteriorate in boxes under your bed, particularly there in the attic. They're in the attic, they're probably deteriorated more than you know now because of the heat. It really changes the tape a lot. I know that on a personal basis, let me say, from years ago. Let's do the Jennifer Griffin. No, let's do Jennifer Griffin on the Taliban attack during a potential peace agreement that happened yesterday.
At least 16 civilians killed in a suicide attack in Afghanistan today. The Taliban claiming responsibility, even as a peace agreement in principle with the U.S. is said to be wrapping up and being agreed to. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin with the latest from the Pentagon.
The explosion struck a residential area where thousands of international representatives are housed. More than 16 civilians killed, over 100 wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility. The massive truck bomb rocked Kabul as President Trump's lead negotiator, Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad's interview pronouncing a tentative agreement with the Taliban aired last night on local Afghan news.
We have reached an agreement with the Taliban in principle, but of course until the U.S. president agrees with it, it isn't final.
The U.S. would withdraw by mid-January. 5,000 troops of the 14,000 deployed from five bases across Afghanistan. But the Taliban claims that all U.S. troops will leave Afghanistan in the next 24 months, which the president has denied.
We're going to keep a presence there. We're reducing that presence very substantially, and we're going to always have a presence. We're going to have high intelligence.
The draft agreement refers to the Taliban as the Islamic Emirate, a term that gives the Afghan government and U.S. service members pause.
The Taliban have been very clear that they're not interested in joining the Afghan government. They're interested in overthrowing the government and putting in place an Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, version 2.0.
The most recent American casualty, 31-year-old Sergeant First Class Dustin Ard, a Green Beret from Idaho, killed Thursday on the border with Pakistan.
The U.S. military has stepped up its operations as a possible deal with the Taliban approaches. 15 American troops have been killed in Afghanistan this year, more than any time in the past 5 years.
An Islamic Emirate? That didn't sound very good. The reason I played that first is that one of the disagreements that General Mattis had with Donald Trump was on Afghanistan and pulling out, not pulling out, being indecisive about it. But he's come up with a new book that just came out, I think, 2 days ago. Like I said, the Fox and Friends was much, much better at this. His code name was Chaos, and one of his troops gave him that name. He was up on a chalkboard. He said, well, what's Chaos? And he goes, you're Chaos. And so he adopted that as his handle. So let's listen to Jim Mattis talking about leaving as Secretary of Defense.
Moving on, former Defense Secretary General James Mattis. His new book is titled Call Sign Chaos, Learning to Lead. In it, General Mattis writes, I did as well as I could for as long as I could. When my concrete solutions and strategic advice, especially keeping faith with our allies, no longer resonated, it was time to resign. General Mattis served as Secretary of Defense for nearly 2 years. During his long career in the Marine Corps before his service as Defense Secretary, he held key roles leading troops involved in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. You served almost 2 years. I know you expected to serve four. How is this unexpected summer going?
It's going wonderfully west of the Rockies, Tony. I'm enjoying life.
Staying out of Washington,
miss Washington?
I miss the people in Washington. I don't miss any of the issues, Anthony. Not one bit.
This guy's a really smart guy. Every interview I've seen of him, I've learned something new about him. Let's continue on here on Mattis, on disagreements and his silence about it.
You told our David Martin that the pullout from Syria, announced pullout by President Trump of troops from Syria, weighed heavily in your decision to resign. How did you know that it was time, not only, well, actually, that issue has reversed itself. troops are now remaining in Syria. So I'm curious, do you wish you could reverse yourself and go back?
No, I make decisions. I don't have regrets about them. I've always believed strongly that America needs allies. I stand on that because my formative experiences were that whenever we were in trouble, we had allies with us. And I wanted the president to have someone more aligned with his views, so I needed to leave it.
What do you think the president got wrong about Syria?
Well, I think when you leave an administration over policy matters, and I laid that out in the letter when I noted the need for allies and all, I think you owe a period of silence afterwards. We have 1 million troops around the world who are trying to defend this experiment we call America. I don't believe that administration officials should leave the administration and then start creating controversy with comments outside when they owe a period of, I'd even call it a duty of silence long enough for the Secretary of State, the President, Secretary of Defense to protect the country.
That's why I like this guy. He's a voracious reader. And I picked up something in another interview that he did that every time you jump rank in the Marines, they give you a set of books to read. Mm-hmm. And you have to read those books and own it. So you can understand from the books mistakes that other people made so you won't make those kind of same mistakes. And he has been, you know, read a ton of books. I love this guy.
Well, and it's amazing the nature of warfare has changed. But in one of the interviews I watched, Mattison, this was years ago before he was Secretary of Defense, he talked about, yeah, you can even learn something from Alexander the Great's campaigns. Like, warfare's definitely changed, but the basic logic of how to attack and confuse an enemy, these sorts of things, has not changed. It goes back thousands of years, these lessons.
He's a really smart guy, smart guy. I'd love to hear him speak one time. Listen, now Matt is going to be talking about, he's been writing this book for a long time.
If not controversy, maybe compliments. This is a book about leadership and a good book at that. What would you say is your favorite leadership quality of the sitting president?
Well, I think we started writing the book, Bing West, my co-author and I, in 2013. We were on version 5 in 2017 when I was called to join the administration. And it's not a book about the sitting president, so I'd prefer to stay firmly focused on what good leadership is like. I'd led 40 sailors and Marines in an infantry platoon. I'd led 250,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, Allied troops later. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about leadership when you go through that. And I wanted to pass this on.
When and why did you decide to include your time with the Trump administration into this book? Like you said, you've been writing this for 5 years.
Yeah. What I did, Maria Elena, was I put into the prologue why the book had been delayed for 2 years coming out, why it was coming out at this time. And my view is that government service is a privilege. It's also a duty. I was brought up that way, and when any president, Republican or Democrat, asks you to do something, as long as you're prepared to do it, you just roll up your sleeves and you work. You don't